You've got the job. Jack Hill is a recruiter. It's his job to find the right candidate for a position. Here's what Jack has to say about his job. A. The recruiting company I work for has built a good reputation, and I'm happy to say that I've contributed to that. There are 4 full-time staff, a receptionist, the manager, and 2 recruiters, and 4 part-timer, made up of an accountant, a secretary, and 2 more recruiters. It doesn't sound like much of a workforce, but we're very efficient and don't need more than that to keep our clients happy. Fewer staff also means we work more closely as a team. But the relationship isn't just professional. I also socialise with my colleagues outside of work. I used to work from home as a freelance recruiter, and although I enjoyed the freedom it gave me, I didn't have a steady income, or any co-workers to bounce ideas off, or have a nice chat with. As I'm quite a sociable person, I really enjoy the human interaction that an office environment provides.
B.
I work on behalf of my clients. They're mainly banks and energy companies. They tell me the vacancy they need to be filled, and I search for talented staff to do the work. Some of the positions are filled quickly, while others require months of work to find just the right person. I have a register of candidates that I can contact to ask about their interest and availability. Or I look for new people. Although I work for the client who has hired me, I talk to candidates all day and understand how important it is for them to find work. That's why the best part of my job is when I can make a call to a candidate offering them a position. Nothing would be better than making that same call all day long. Unfortunately, I also have to be the bearer of bad news when I tell job seekers, you don't have the right qualifications, you lack experience, or, sorry, they chose another candidate. Those conversations are tough.
C.
The most valuable skill that successful recruiters should possess is communication. Good communicators listen more than they speak. When they speak, they frequently ask questions. I pride myself on being a good communicator. I really listen to people and ask a lot of questions in order to get a clear picture of who they are. Knowing what makes them tick, what their hobbies are, having a conversation rather than just discussing qualifications and experience helps me to help them. This is essential when I'm trying to match a client and a candidate. Who is this candidate? What kind of person is he or she? Will they be a good fit for the client's company? What value can they bring to it? Are they likely to work well with their colleagues?
Can they handle pressure?
Effective communicators are also able to put themselves in other people's shoes. Without that ability, you can't understand the needs of others.
D.
Feedback is an aspect of recruiting that can't be emphasized enough. This really separates the professionals from the amateurs. Experienced recruiters always get feedback from a company after an interview they have arranged. What was their impression of the candidate? What did they see as the candidate's strengths and weaknesses? What do they believe the candidate needs to improve on? Questions like these are critical. There is no point in continuing to send job applicants to the client company if I don't know why the ones who've already been interviewed were unsuccessful. Without this feedback, I have no way of knowing where my efforts are failing. Consider the candidates too. They need to know what went wrong so they can fix it. Who knows? Perhaps next time their interview will go well, and I will make the call to say, congratulations! You got the job!